Now, your emails.
First, two corrections to yesterday's program. In Daniel Shore's commentary, he said that the Soviet Union collapsed in 1989.
Well, listener Mark Edelman of New York City wrote in to point out that while the wall came down in 1989, the Soviet Union did not collapse until 1991.
And in our story about the shipping company DHL closing up in Wilmington, Ohio, we incorrectly identified a woman's name and employer. We said that Deanna Reamer works at DHL. In fact, her name is Deanna Learman, and she works at ABX.
Yesterday, I spoke with Robert Kagan about the conflict between Russia and Georgia. Sue Estes of Wichita, Kansas, didn't like what she heard. She writes, Mr. Kagan is one of the neocons who thought it was perfectly all right for the U.S. to invade Iraq with political ends in mind. So here we have Russia doing the same thing, and he thinks it's a bad idea? If the U.S. has lost its moral authority in the world because of ideas from people like Mr. Kagan, it's really hard for us to take the high ground when Russia starts acting up. You reap what you sow.
A few of you wrote in response to Noah Adams' story yesterday about pickup trucks and the often loyal people who own them. One person we met in the story was Steve Eggers, who recently traded in his truck for a bicycle.
And he is riding from Asheville, North Carolina to New York City and then back to South Carolina for college. Figure a cost per mile, practically zero.
Well, Arthur Rood of Idaho Falls, Idaho, wrote in to claim that while it might not be as expensive as filling up your truck's tank, you do have to spend money to fill yourself with extra calories if you are biking long distances. He writes, in 1984, I rode from Colorado to Alaska and was spending about $10 a day on food and traveling about 100 miles a day. In terms of cost per mile, it was cheaper to go by train than bicycle.
And Keith Adams of Rockville, Maryland, told us he identified with the story. I am a pickup poser myself, he writes. I have a 1997 Toyota Tacoma that I bought used 3 years ago, mainly because I wanted a pickup truck, for no particularly good or practical reason. It is my guilty pleasure. Most of the time it sits parked at the curb, driven only on the weekends. The way I get around most days is on my bike. Well, we're not judging.
You can confess your guilty pleasures or send us other thoughts about the program by going to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.